Ralph Winterode. The Ralph Winterode Show, Far North. And we're going to, if you really can't handle some of the straight truth, it's probably not the radio show to be listening to. I'm going to talk about two issues today, and if anybody has any questions, be sure and call in. You're listening to it probably on the internet. First thing that I thought was really interesting, finally, is the La Crosse people, they had all those charges dismissed, this Crystal Gale Magnum. It's unbelievable how that situation came about. And this is just another great example of a prosecutor totally out of control. Totally out of control. Now, this lady has changed her story. She can't tell the same story twice. I was just looking here on the internet of the WorldNet Daily, where the AG, Roy Cooper, was talking about some of the problems that they ran into. There's no DNA to confirm any of the accuser's stories. No witnesses confirms her story. She keeps changing her own story. She contradicts herself on what actually happened. But you know what? Where is the source problem? It's all over the country. How could something like this happen in a constitutional republic? Actually, quite easy. When you start looking at what's really going on, what should have happened, and I haven't checked into North Carolina. I may I'll probably do that, and then Friday I want to confirm what I'm talking about. But the way the law is supposed to work is there's supposed to be a true preliminary examination. This young lady should have shown up. And the people that were being charged, the three lacrosse players, should have had a chance to, number one, get her under oath, under the penalties of perjury. Because when you're on oath on the stand, it's perjury. Now we got some serious issues here, so we won't have somebody just making something up. Because if she just makes it up and there's nothing to the story, then she can be charged. In Alaska, it's a Class B felony. They should have then been able to cross-examine her. So her story is on the record. And then they could also put in their story if they so chose to get on the stand. With any evidence that they chose, it's not a trial, unlike a mini trial. And then both sides of the story, because that's an adversarial hearing, and what they've done in Alaska, they have removed it out of the legislative venue, the venue of the law, and they've moved it into a rule of court. And a rule of court is not for a substantive or substantive law. It is not for fundamental rights. It's only procedure. And they never use it. Never in Alaska. And I've confirmed this with a couple of high-powered attorneys also. They call it pre-indictment hearings up here. I don't know what they call them in North Carolina. Why is it so important? Number one is so that both sides of the story are out in the open and somebody's got an oath there that you can hold them accountable. Then the judge finds a probable cause. If he finds probable cause and sends it to the grand jury, the grand jury is an inquisitorial. It is not adversarial. They don't have to, they can do whatever they want. There's no right to appear before a grand jury. But wouldn't it be nice if the grand jury heard both sides of the story so that then they could say, well, I don't know, maybe we need to subpoena these people or somebody in here or the people that there's DNA evidence or whatever they want to look at. So that they can, by a simple majority, make a determination, is there any probable cause to proceed forward and actually come out with a true bill? And I would bet you a $100 bill that that didn't happen. And then the prosecutor is supposed to take over.
What shall be the
and the failure is that these prosecutors, because I have experienced it up close and personal, they just flat out, if they get you in their sights, they don't care. Their big deal is they get it to the grand jury. You don't get invited. They tell their side of the story, and the people in there are so ignorant of what's going on, they would almost indict a ham sandwich. Terrible thing to say. But they do. All the time. So then we end up coming in front of a petit jury. Well, then, of course, the next thing that we run into, it's in the federal rules, criminal rule 16. It's in Alaska. Continue on with that, with criminal rule 16A, and we're going to break.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Well, we're back from break, and I'm going to continue on here. And I was just looking here. It looks like in North Carolina they do have the preliminary examinations. It'd be quite interesting to know if they actually do them because, like I say, we have it up here in the rules of court, but nobody does it. And a couple of high-powered attorneys absolutely stated that it's not going to happen. Actually, they've let people out of jail up here because they can only keep them for 20 days, and they have to come back with an indictment. And rather than have a preliminary examination, they'll actually turn the person loose. And then you go on, and what's even more disturbing is that this Roy Cooper, the AG, he wants to propose to the Supreme North Carolina Supreme Court and take a case away from the prosecutor in limited circumstances where the justice demands. Now, what kind of nonsense is that? What is the court got doing meddling with the prosecution, the executive side? That is not where they have any authority. They cross these boundaries all the time, and instead of going back, and I would bet you a $100 bill, if you go back and look, they never had a proper preliminary examination. And so we don't have our true adversarial system working ahead of the inquisitorial system, and then after the inquisitorial grand jury is done, then we come back to the adversarial system with a petit jury. And we bring all the evidence in, all evidence inculpatory, which would help free those people, inculpatory, which would help convict them, or exculpatory, which would set them free. And what these criminal rules do, these motions in limine in Alaska, they're set right there, and they don't even hide it. We are going to limit the evidence coming in to protect the cops, the judges, and the court systems and the attorneys. Now, why would they need protection in a, quote, trial by jury if I had a trial by jury? That's so they will not allow us to expose their criminal acts. Unbelievable. I'm going to go on to another issue here. I'm only number four in Anchorage. The headline today in the Anchorage Daily News is Assembly, pay fines or lose car. Scofflaws. Thousands of scofflaws. Somebody that doesn't want to pay up. And I'm going to read a little bit of this because this is just unbelievable what is going on here. But there's more than 1,000 drivers owe the city at least $1,000 in unpaid traffic tickets. Under a new ordinance approved by the Anchorage Assembly on Tuesday night, those drivers could lose their car the next time they're pulled over. Outgoing South Anchorage Assemblywoman Janice Schamberg, boy, she's a jewel. Downtown Assemblyman Alan Tishy, he's another jewel, proposed the change, saying people who collect dozens of tickets and can't be bothered to pay for them are too dangerous to stay on the road. I'm going to stop right there. All these years I've been driving, I have not had one traffic accident yet in an automobile. Not in an automobile. I had an accident when I was very young with a motorcycle, and my wife of 2 months was killed. Not really my fault, but it did happen. But I've never, ever had anything to do with an automobile accident ever, because I am a very defensive driver, and one of the most dangerous people that you see out here is these cops who get around and run red lights chasing people. I'm going to continue on. This is a quote now. This is to pull those people out of their automobiles and say, okay, walk, Schamberg said. Ride a bike, take a bus, but don't go out and hurt anybody else. I wonder why I have registration tickets, like I have one up that I went to the Ninth Circuit on, strictly about the issue of that I didn't want to surrender my private property and become a debtor, and then the troopers wouldn't take it to court. They dropped it like they do these other ones. Now, how does this make them or me dangerous? That's the issue that I've been fighting is, I have all these traffic citations, and I can't get to court. I've sued to try to go to court. I had to go clear the Ninth Circuit and wait 3 years to even get this issue. I didn't get to sue on the ticket, but at least on excessive force. Then they go on and say, all told, more than 23,700 people owe the city $7.6 million in unpaid tickets as of early this year. Some who owe the most also have legally rap sheets, according to the police. No one showed up to testify against the changes during a public hearing Tuesday night. Boy, if I'd have been there, I'd have been there with bells on, and I guarantee it'd been worth the price of admission. This is now a quote from the police chief. They're the same folks we deal with on a regular basis for criminal issues. Police Chief Rob Hearn told the Assembly. Now, what is really going on here? And boy, I tell you what, they got a hold of the right guy. What is really going on? Now, if they pull you over, they're going to make a misdemeanor out of this, by the way. You have three tickets or $1,000, it's a misdemeanor. First time they keep your car for 30 days, the second time they just take it. Is there any trial by jury on that? They just take it. Now, like on the issue that I have been dealing with these guys, I can't get into the court, so if I get pulled over, the only issue the court wants to look at, do we have a fine on the books that you owe? Now, it's irrelevant that you had no due process of law, that you could never even get a chance to go to kangaroo court and see one of these kangaroos hop around. No chance. The only issue that they want to look at is the muni says the fine. Do you owe the fine, yes or no? That's it. They won't look at any constitutional issues. That's what these courts do. They put their blinders on, and that's the only issue that they want to look at. And that's what they do with in limiting the evidence going in. So the real question becomes, who's the criminal? I'm going to work this up, and I'm going to do posters, and I'm going to put it out on the Internet for those that choose to learn. I really like anybody to check anything that I put out, check anything anybody puts out. What are some of the real issues? Well, I can tell you where one of their jugulars is going to be. That city charter. Oh, the city charter for Anchorage, a municipal corporation. I am going to file a writ of quo warranto against the fictional charter because it is totally unconstitutional. What they're doing is unconstitutional. Now, I threatened to do this once before with the good old Mayor Baggage. He was the mayor then. And the next day, I was hauled off to jail in front of my business that I had then. And then I got sidetracked. Never to get it filed. But I'm a much more dangerous animal now. Much more in those courts. So one of the first things I'm going to do is I'm going to take on, I've got to wait till I get the funds to do it, the money, but I'll get around and raise it by some means. That's where I seem to spend any spare money that I can raise is always to go to court. These people that say that you're going to win by sitting outside the court, absolutely, there are some things that you need to stay out of the courts, but just like a few, how do you move around? I couldn't get to court, so I never went to court. None of these traffic citations, because I know a constitutional seizure, which I'm going to talk about again in a minute, never went into the court. So now they're going to say, oh, just because you didn't go to court because I tried to get there, now we're going to see you and we're going to haul you off and we're going to put you in jail and take your ride. You know what that's called? Bill of attainder. I've never been able to defend myself. I can't even though it's a crooked court, I can't even get into the court. Now they say I owe money. I wish I was $20,000. Of course, what they're really irritated with is because I'm one of those people that will not take the permanent fund in Alaska that can be up as high as $1,800 or down around $1,000 because I refuse to sign under the penalties of perjury that I am a citizen of the United States, because I'm not. I'm not going to surrender my birthright to get money. I never surrender. Don't know how that works when it comes to my birthright. So let's look. Who's the real criminals? Now, Monahan, which is now the Public Safety Commissioner of Alaska, which is supposed to have an official bond, two sureties, doesn't exist, to cover all the troopers. Now, the police chief in Anchorage, he holds no office of a civil nature, public office. He has nothing. He has no office created. He has no police power of any of the several states. He has no executive power of the several states. He has no bond. He's never entered an oath as a public officer of any of the several states. He's a paramilitary. And their person, and I can't think of his name right now, it'll come to me in a minute, but anyway, he's a lieutenant. He's their mouthpiece, and I've got a video. When you get into an automobile, you have no constitutional rights. None. In their world, that's the way they look at it. So who are these people?
In Matthew 20,
Anchorage has something called a response resistance.
Signs of thy coming and the end of
it's normally known as the use of force continuum. Nobody can see Anchorages. It's their uniform code of military justice for anybody that's ever been in the military. That's what those police officers go by. Nobody can see it. Secret. Not even the defense attorneys can see it. You have to go in chambers and have the judge look at it, and very few judges have ever they haven't got a peek at it. We'll be back in a minute, and I'll continue on in explaining who the criminals are.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Back from break again, and going to continue on here talking about the how to go after these municipalities that are doing this, and these assembly people that are, I don't really want to call them do-gooders or whatever. I don't know what they are. I have a word for it. It's treason. During the right conditions, they're definitely, every one of them is a domestic terrorist. They're definitely tyrants. They have no understanding of what a constitutional republic is all about. So we'll get back to the police chief. Who is he? He gets together. He has, by the way, he has no public office. He has no police power of anywhere in the whole world. All he is a quote, professional making citizens arrest. That's it. That's all they are. Right out of the Wasilla Manual. That's all they are. Right out of the Alaska Statutes. He's just a professional making citizens arrest. That's all he is. Now, he's out there going after people to make sure, like, on one of the issues that I have really fought on is on registration. We got to have that car registered because it's, what kind of threat is it? I went through the UCC and put tags on it, gave them the VIN number so they could ID me so they didn't have any excuse to say I was running around and he might commit a robbery and we wouldn't have a way to find this guy. Well, why would anybody want to be a registered owner? It's in every state, by the way, every state in the commerce section. Unequivocally, you are debtor, and they become the secured party, and they collateralize it, so that gives them the probable cause as the military, because you're driving around in somebody else's ride. That's constitutional. After the force of arms to make me surrender my private property? I don't think so. But anyway, the police chief gets together with the presiding judge of the Superior Court. Now, she's supposed to be in the judicial, and he's supposed to be in the executive. Of course, either one of them really don't have an office. They're not public offices. They have no credentials, nothing, when you check them. So they get together, and they make up these, quote, citations that are non-criminal, can't go to jail, right? Call them infractions for the muni, violations for the troopers. But this is inaccurate, so it's infractions. Now, you appear in Anchorage. Now, the policeman, he's an employee. He works under the direct control of the police chief. So he has an incentive to write traffic citations if he wants to keep his job. So you get a, quote, traffic citation. They're not under the penalties of perjury like they're supposed to be. So anyway, you get that. And in Anchorage PD, they actually keep them over there. They don't even send them to the court. They have their own warrant system sitting behind the scenes. I've actually got my hands on the documents, and boy, did that cause some uproar because I'm not supposed to see those things. But anyway, so now if you want to go to court, except for people like me that can't get in, you go before a magistrate. Now, who does the magistrate work for? Now, the magistrate works for the presiding judge at her pleasure. Which means if the presiding judge doesn't like what the lower magistrate's doing, you're out of here. So now you show up in court, you got a presiding judge that's got her lackey there, and you've got a police employee, police guy, he's working for the police chief, he's there, and there's no prosecutor. How does that happen? And then they want to give you like 10 minutes or 15 minutes. And, of course, you can't bring in any real evidence. They don't want to talk constitution. They want all the issue is, did you do something? And just like when these, a couple of them, that's why I got so many traffic citations, it's like Conley said, I can write you up speeding ticket or anything every time I see you. What are you going to do about it? He's right. He just turns his lights on and gets the paperwork out. What am I going to do? Stuck. So now we've got no court. There's nobody in that court. Court doesn't even exist. Never even been created. So now we've got a police chief that's calling me a criminal. Now, he doesn't have any police power, and he's got a pecuniary interest in making money for the municipality because he works at the pleasure of the mayor. Of course, they do a little good, and then there's some people out there that need to be brought into control. But you know that? A video camera in every house would probably help the domestic violence. But you know what? I really don't want one. I'm not married. But if I were, I sure wouldn't want a video camera in my house. But it would probably help domestic violence issues. A video camera in every car would probably help. And we could just download and say, oh, looky there. He was speeding 3 miles an hour over the speed limit. Let's pull that sucker over. Now we got evidence. Mayor has no oath of office. He has no office either. Another one of the very sneaky tricks that you will find for people that want to look, and it doesn't take very long, especially if you can get it in a Word document. Municipal charters. They have a private interest. Those things are fictions in law. They have a public side and they have a private side. But how did they get out of control?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
We're back from break, and this should be a longer segment. I'm going to talk about the municipalities. Wait, how did they get out of control? Because a municipal corporation, if you go back and look, is a fictional law, obviously. It is supposed to have a charter, and the charter is the purpose of a charter is to delineate what this fiction in law can do and what it can't do. Well, what they do today, the ruse that they, and you will find this in your charter, you just got to go look for it. What they do is they make it look like it actually exists. There's only two sides, just like Anchorage's charter. There's only, quote, the executive and the legislative side. There's no judicial side to it. It's a two-headed beast. But the real thing that makes this thing really out of control is they'll list all of these different things. Oh, you can do this, you can do this, and all this, do this. And then they'll sneak in a little, you can do anything not prohibited by law. Not prohibited by law. And what does that mean? That means that they can do anything that the legislature hasn't prohibited them from doing. Imagine having a house sitter, and you give him a list of things you want done, and then all of a sudden there's a little phrase that says he can do anything not prohibited by law, by the legislature. And this is what I started researching out, how they change these charters around, and they do these with these just real short little things that they introduce in there, and the average person that hasn't been doing this for a long time will just gloss right over it. And that's how these municipal corporations get totally out of control. Municipal corporation has no interest in our life, in our life, liberty, or the pursuit of happiness. It's a fiction in law, made up. It's not doesn't have organic, like a true constitution where our inalienable rights are sitting. It's a fiction. Inalienable rights are foreign to it. It's totally foreign to what that thing does. And if you actually go back to what police officers really were, they were not their night watchmen. And that was their purpose. But, of course, that's all got construed off into la-la land, too, because they make these minor changes, and we don't understand what's going on. So, anyway, now we have a police chief that has no office. He has no police department in the several states. He sends out his police officer to write tickets, and the judge on the other side that helped write the citation, she has somebody on her side to make sure they collect fines. You think a person has any chance in that court? Somewhere between slim and none. Now, like the one out here, in, they always want to call them non-criminal, so I tried the civil side, and of course, that when I got the subpoenas, that blew a hole right off of the top of the Palmer Courthouse, and boy, the troopers and the clerks got together, and we're not doing that anymore, so then you got to go up on the criminal side. And, of course, I went up through, you go up to the Court of Appeals. Of course, there's no public officers there. There's no office. And they just rule against you, and, of course, when you start looking at the rules of court, there's no writ of error. It doesn't prohibit it. There's just no writ of error. They're doing petitions for hearing, and you look at that, and it says it's discretionary. So you can head up to the Supreme Court of Alaska. We've got one sitting there right now. We actually filed in a writ of error to have the law declared. But as far as they're concerned, they have a petition for hearing because all they're interested in is the money side of it, and did you follow this little part, this little narrow part that we want to look at? We can't declare the law because we're not built in the law. Now, if you get ruled against in the Supreme Court of Alaska, you go up on a writ of certiorari, which they put up, which actually is a writ in the inequity. It's not on the law side. A writ of error is on the law side of the court. Of course, they quit doing those in the Supreme Court back about 1925. I just had one turned down, probably the first one they've seen in long, 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 long time. And they don't want to hear it. But the writ of certiorari is totally discretionary, too. They don't look at jurisdiction. They don't look at the merits. So what do you do? We're almost like in a free fall in the abyss of hell. That's why when these police get you, because now I'm going to be getting back in the fray with the Anchorage APD and the troopers. So they'll be pounding on me and hauling me off to jail, and there's no way to stay out of court. I mean, it's a nice thought, but I guess I'll tell you what, it's not going to happen. So anyway, I'm going to file against the quid pro quo to go after the charter. What's the next problem that I have? It's a bill of attainder. I have no due process, and it's a legislation made to punish one or a group of people with no due process of law. You owe the bill, and if you don't pay up, we put you in jail. And we take your private property. Of course, you've already given that away. One of the other things that I'm going to be doing, which I'm telling you, and I'm going to have to go to Anchorage because I don't have their pictures anymore. I have a good camera, is to go into the assembly meeting when they have it on Tuesday. But I can tell you something that really, really, really gets these people wound up. Is you get their picture, you put it in a poster, 11 by 17. You put all of the things they're doing. They're domestic terrorists. Absolutely. They're racist because they all want everybody to be a citizen of the United States and have everybody have the same rights as a white citizen. They support that the police have no police power. All of these items you can list out. And to protect yourself, what you do on the back is you put an affidavit under the penalties of perjury. I found this out the hard way, because then they can't prosecute you because they hold the key to the solution. So they can never call in somebody to prosecute, because all they have to do is, under the penalties of perjury, say exactly the opposite on the back. I've had legislators actually run out of their meetings, had them cry outside. They really get PO'd. The next thing that needs to be done with these is to expose them for what they're doing, and I'm going to start making the Anchorage meetings, is you go into the assembly and you pass out all these posters, front and back, 11 by 17, with their pictures on it, all the good things that these racists and these people up there are supporting. They're all absolutely domestic terrorists. They get treason. It takes two of them, and you have to give them the law, and they have to have intent. And then the Supreme Court of the United States says it's waging war against the laws of the United States. Then it's treason. So there's a little more to get them to that point. But I am telling you, it is really enlightening. And the next thing, to embarrass these people, to show all the good things, is to find out where they live and go put them on all the cars around the area where they go, or find out where they go to church. Pass out all these posters there. You got to be real careful with this, because I'm telling you, the police will show up. I did this for a short period of time down at the courthouse. On the police run the courthouse, on the police cars and other cars, and whoa, by calling in, I'm telling you, you can really draw a crowd of people with guns. Really, really draw a crowd, because they don't want their pictures out there with all the good things they're doing. We also have a mayor that's just totally out of control. He'd make an excellent communist, Mark Begich. And so I've got to go down to his office and put him on the hook. So I want to take on the charter. May or may not take on the assembly. The only reason why I wouldn't is because of my limited funds. When I can get the money for the court, that is when you start taking on a lot of people, you got to be real careful, because you got to copy them all, and all the summonses and the process servers. And gosh, you can run up a bill that is out of the realm of somebody that's operating below poverty line. And I'm going to get it out in the open. Also, a writ of habeas corpus. Because I'm operating under conditions that is not for the rest of the people out there. The people that choose to be a citizen of the United States. I'm operating as a citizen of one of the several states with the right to travel, with inalienable rights. And therefore, a writ of habeas corpus will lie. And the good thing about those, even though the kangaroo courts are only $5 over on the federal side, so there's another option to do with this. Now, they have to get this passed down in Juneau, but I would bet you $100 bill that all those folks down there will bite on this. Now, I'm working on putting this out on an email to get this to all these senators and representatives. And I got to be honest, most of them are totally clueless. They really don't know what's going on. They don't understand what's going on, and They get elected because somebody's pointed them in that direction and somebody's funded them. But there are about 24,000 people, I think it was $7 million or something, that the Muni is going to go after. And they're going to make it a crime to owe money to a fictional law when there is no due process of law. This is just, I don't know what to say to it. I mean, when you understand all of these things that are going on, that there's nobody in all of Alaska, there's no courts of law in Alaska. They don't exist. I can unequivocally prove it by their documents. We have no judiciary. It's gone. It's still there in the law, but there's nobody home. There's nobody on the police power side, on the executive side. They're all gone. We have a bunch of employees. Just like these police officers, you can't fire them because they don't work for us. They're an agency. Now, of course, they're an agent of who? And that's the next question. You can't get, when I've already had these guys, when you get into a court, You can't get one piece of paper in the record. They said they're a law enforcement officer. Where is it? You're a peace officer, okay? What is it? Give me something. Every subpoena, everything has been quashed. Because they know as soon as I get a piece of paper, I've got them. Now, of course, I got to cough up all kinds of documents or I go to jail. Everything. And even what more astounding is, when I was in there, I could not believe it. In there, when they go to the sentencing side of this, these kangaroo things, I have all of these places, like where I've been stopped, with, say, with no driver's license, or I meet, there's five of those that they've dropped. But the game is, they'll take the driver's license, take your ride, you go get your ride out, or if they leave you in the ride, then you have to, I have to go 70 miles to Anchorage, and if they catch you without the driver's license, then they haul you off to jail because you don't have a driver's license in your possession because the stop right ahead of you took the darn thing. They take $1,000. You get out of jail. They've towed your car in the winter, and I've had this happen a couple times. And what they'll do there is they haul it off to the, they have it towed. They leave the lights on, run the batteries down, and if it's below freezing, it freezes the battery, so you got to buy two new batteries. Now, who's the criminals here? I tell you what, this is going to be, when they put my name in the paper today, we got a real battle brewing, and it's due. I'm up for it. But it's going to be interesting because, I already know what's coming. Every time I make a move, I'm going to be in jail. The problem that I have today is I don't have the money to bail myself out, so I got to be very, very careful. And, of course, because when I was dealing with the troopers like they do, it's pretty soon, and they're at that point now, when you get enlightened to what's going on and you won't submit, then they resort to violence. That's why I have a video camera now, and I also have a digital audio, two backups. Of course, that doesn't mean that it's going to stop these guys, because if they have a mind to do physical harm, they're just going to do it. And, of course, they're taught in the, the troopers are taught, and so the police. I was in fear of my life. Anytime you hear those words, you're in trouble. Really want to be real careful. Because if those words come out, you've got a real good chance of being toasted. Just like that. There's been several shootings up in Alaska. One of the most atrocious was several years ago was a guy that had soiled his pants because he was a cripple. And was sitting in the middle of the night when the light came on, but he's in the winter, and he's dome light, and supposedly it looks suspicious. Some guy goes by on the snowplow for the government. Two troopers show up, one in front, one behind, and by the way, too, anytime they pull up in front, you're in trouble. Anytime you show up like that, you're in trouble. And he let the foot off the throttle. He used a stick also for the throttle because he was that crippled. And it was 10 feet to the other car. And the car, in that process, the other trooper had his Glock out. And he shot at him five times. Four times he hit him in the back and killed him. And of course, because they're military, there's no inquest. They do it all in-house. And you can't see the results. Only in America. Only in America. That's why I'm doing this show, is trying to get the information out so that people have some sort of an understanding how to deal with these people. But I tell you, when you're dealing with these police, there are some good ones out there. I have some that I talk to that would like to see a change. I mean, there's no group or class of people that are all bad. There's some attorneys that would like to see things changed. But as a group, no. I'm still looking for my first good judge. I haven't found one yet. I haven't found an honest judge yet. Of course, up in Alaska in 15 years, that was 10 years ago, they're all guaranteed to be millionaires. So obviously, for that kind of money, you know darn well that you can buy just about anybody. So this is going to turn out to be a real interesting situation. And I do have a reporter in the Anchorage Daily News that actually is asking some of the right questions. But, of course, as soon as he figures out what's going on, his editors are not going to let this get out into the newspaper. But they do have a page where we can comment on this. And I would also caution anybody that's doing this, got to be real careful about the no driver's license, no registration stuff in some of these states. We're going to break, and then we'll be back for the final segment.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Ralph, and we're back from break. And I think I'll talk briefly about this Don Imus issue that's going on. It's just unbelievable. Three little words that he put out. I'm sure you can find out what they are. I don't know if I'm allowed to say them over the air or not, so I won't. Okay. Well, I think it was nappy-headed hoe. And the astounding part of this, sure it's not a glowing comment about somebody. My goodness, have you ever listened to, because you hear it in some of these movies and stuff, some of this rap music? It's atrociously. My goodness, I can't believe some of the things they say. And now we're going to fire this guy. The ads are all being pulled. But the hypocrisy of this, here's Obama. I haven't seen Clinton in here yet, but here's Obama. He's wanting him fired. Now, here's a man that says English shouldn't be our country, shouldn't be the language of our country, that wants to give benefits to illegal aliens. And the only way that he can get elected is to mandate, and I'm going to look up the state and put this out on the thing. I got to find out what, I think it's Illinois, whatever state he's from, and also Al Sharpton. I'm going to look up in their states where you've got to be a registered voter, so I can, it'll be right there. You got to be a citizen of the United States, and you have to have, want to have the same rights as a citizen of, as a white citizen. Now, if that's not racial, I'd like to know what is. Now, that's real meat and potatoes racial. But meat folk don't know about it. I mean, it's unbelievable to me that we got Clinton and Obama, two of them, running that don't want to have English to be the language of our country. And they want to give benefits to illegal aliens. And we have something like this, as far as I'm concerned, is blown totally out of proportion. If the man apologized, which he did, not a glowing comment, but my goodness, the stuff that's out there on the, say, the rap music and all the other, if it's a colored, a black talking about a black, then somehow it's all right. I don't talk about that, about black or white, the way they talk. To me, there's a lot of things that it is, but that's just not correct to talk in that manner about other people, whether you're their friends or you don't like them. But it's blown totally out of control, and now you see the FBI has entered into it, and everybody in the world has got something to say about it to fire this guy. A big hoopla about nothing. Three little words. It's not of substance. I don't know the man. Don't know why he said it. I guess he says a lot of things. He had a talk show. Obviously, he's quite verbose, or he's quite quick-witted on some things, and he misspoke, I guess, or maybe he thought there was a joke there. If you look at it another way, it could be taken as a joke. I don't think it's absolutely anything to fire somebody over, especially if they apologize, but I can't believe three little words and the whole country's up in arms. And they want his head. American Express and all these other companies, they're all backing away because all these companies, they won't stand and fight. I find it just unbelievable. Anyway, that's the show for today. And I think we'll probably talk about money on Friday. So tune in and you'll probably be shocked with more truth.